I'm standing in an empty room. It was empty a moment ago, but somebody has just come back from break. Who are you? We don't escape that quickly.
Sarah.
Sarah. I thought I'd come in here and record a quick audio boo. How is the course that I am leading so far going?
Yeah, it's going great. A bit of Klingon being spoken, I think.
I am verging on nerd today. Yeah. I'm definitely on a mission. And I kind of forget that some people don't know about the platforms, but that's great. Yeah. Why you're putting your hand up going, yeah. Can you explain that again?
Yeah. No, there's a lot of resources being given to us today that, you know, sites, apps that I would never even have thought of looking at because it's so overwhelming. But when you hear about it so simply and so that it's, you know, so useful and it's free, perhaps I work for a charity, it's all good. So I'm looking forward to kind of getting back to the desk, to the PC, unfortunately, and to try and work that up and see if I can use any of these things.
These are just tools, PCs or Macs, just our windows to the outside world. And today, primarily, we're doing video for the web, but we're incorporating a healthy dose, I think, of social media, because obviously it's important to see how this plugs in and what tools we can use to share video.
Yeah, you need to have everything in context. I mean, there isn't just one platform that stands alone. And so to see the video, how that can be used on Twitter, on Facebook, on, you know, things like Audioboo, I mean, I don't even know what that is yet. I mean, I'm looking forward to checking it out because I'm very, very new to video and I want to use it. We have very powerful stories that we need to tell and, you know, just text won't do it for us anymore and people just want those short clips. So I want to be able to relate it, but also relate it on the platforms like the Tumblr, the Twitter.
Tell me about your charity.
So we are the Children's Medical and Research Foundation, cursed with a name like that. But in fact, we are...
It sounds like you test on children.
Yeah, God, unfortunately, it's a hangover from 40 years ago and we're looking at a rebrand. But until that happens, actually what we are is the charity that supports Our Lady's Children's Hospital in Crumlin and the National Children's Research Centre. So essentially the Great Ormond Street of the UK. So we're the National Tertiary Hospital.
The Great Ormond Street of the UK would be a great tagline, but you probably want something more personal.
Yeah, a little bit more.
Having children's and hospital in there says a lot as well, though.
Yeah, it does. And to be honest, the brand Crumlin speaks to a lot of Irish people. You know, obviously as the National Tertiary Paediatric Hospital, everyone goes through our doors.
Crumlins sounds soft and comfortable, if you say Crumlins.
Crumlins. Well, we try to go with Crumlin Kids, actually, we just kind of have a sense like that. But, you know, it's kind of most people see us as just Crumlin, no matter what part of the country. I'm going to Crumlin, I've been to Crumlin, people know what we are.
So what kind of, you are effectively a one-woman band, aren't you? You're doing everything around kind of the marketing and promotion and trying to make people aware of the charity that you're working on. What kind of projects do you have in the pipeline?
Well, just not to take away from my team, first of all, there's about 30 people working for the charity.
Gotcha,
communications is just one person, so I'm a one-man show on communications.
That's it.
But we have loads of projects coming up and loads of ways for people to engage with us, and Irish people are fantastic when it comes to giving and taking part. But I suppose what we're really excited about for this year is the establishment of a flagship event called Superhero Fun Run. We came up with this idea last year to have this in the Phoenix Park, which is the largest park here. It was a huge success. Like, we didn't do anything around it. And then 900 people turned up in the park.
So no publicity, just...
Practically none. A little bit on Facebook, a little bit of, you know... But it just captured the imagination, I suppose, because heroes being heroes for Crumlin. You know, we had people, young and old, turning up in the park for an absolutely great day. And it just, as I say, like, people... Old men dressed up as Batman. Oh, seriously, I can't explain it to you in an interview, but I have images that would blow your mind. But I even have a dog, you know, who was dressed up in a little cape. We had the Incredibles, a family
so
came
Jen,
along.
Is there a Flickr group around all of this?
There, we have a Flickr group. We have a CMRF _ Crumlin, CMRF being the Children's Medical and Research Foundation,
okay,
once again.
Yep.
sorry about that. And it is the same with the YouTube channel. It's the same on the Twitter account, CMRF_Crumlin. So we put up all our photos there, but specifically we haven't looked at putting an account simply for superhero, but maybe that's something now after today's conference I can learn that that's a useful thing to do. Maybe we
somewhere
should...
to collect the videos and to collect, you know, you can post 90 second videos to Flickr as well.
No, I didn't know that. So yeah. There you go.
So there's something, a simple, yeah. You know, was using the same platform for two different mediums there. So
I mean, we've never really gone into video except for professional purposes.
This fun run sounds like it would be hilarious though. Give some cameras to the runners maybe even.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, there's people have been using video cameras during fun runs and all kinds of stuff for a while now, but I think yesterday I was sent a link, someone was actually making fun of me, I think, thanks Illico at Reuters, saying that this is how documentary would probably run, and there was a guy doing a fun run, I think this was linked off Mashable, and he had effectively a scaffold around him, and he had GPS and cameras and phones and all kinds of technology, so he was running along with his tech arsenal.
Okay.
I have to be careful how I say that word. So, yes, it was absolutely dripping with technology.
I think these kind of things can really capture the imagination. Like, we had the Incredibles come last year with the whole family. Like
the real Incredibles.
Yes, of course. We only have superheroes here in Ireland. Surely you must know that. Particularly in our banks, the real heroes. But anyway, we won't go there. But no, it's just something that we're very excited about. We think people can really engage with this. People are so warm to Crumlin. People really always want to get behind it. And we have fantastic heroes from patients, doctors, nurses, you know. Everyone wants to be a part of it, clearly, and
there
we
are.
Want to now give people the opportunity to share their own videos online.
Definitely.
If possible.
There's so
but
many
we need
ideas.
A video geek.
Oh, really? Okay,
yeah.
Well, I was just about to say, there seems to be so many. So, well, you'll be a bit of a video geek at the end of today, but I think it's more about the Google Map integration, the building of simple blogs, the building of a simple page to maybe aggregate some of the content from the day, a little bit of knowledge about how to set up your Flickr accounts properly. So
yes.
What you need really is a geek based in Dublin who can at least do a pointer on a volunteer basis, who would obviously get massive amounts of love from the community for being involved in assisting a charity. So if you are a geek in the Dublin area, or in fact with today's technology you can be anywhere in the world and you want to offer assistance, where can people go? What's your Twitter account?
Well, we're CMRF_Crumlin, so that's where they can follow. And
have you got a blog?
Yeah, we are on Tumblr, that's also CMRF Crumlin. it's the theme, but no underscore there. But you know, they can contact me on 1895075508 directly. That's my office number, and that's
Skype.
No call. Skype. I am on Skype, but you've got me there. Sorry, I think it's Benson Sarah. So my name is Sarah Benson, and I think it's Benson Sarah. But look, absolutely, any advice warmly received. If you can, we raised 125,000 last year purely with no marketing or advertising.
Wow.
If we had some, you know, and that is going to help the building of our cancer ward, which is in dire need of renovation. Like, it's ridiculous, you know, what's happening in that ward. We want to replace the bone marrow transplant unit. We really think if we had some lovely Dublin geek, worldwide geeks helping us to get this out, we really could make an impact and maybe even reach a quarter of a million this year.
So put the games controller down for the moment. You have the skills to make some serious, serious change in children's lives.
Yes, absolutely. Healthier children, happier lives.
Oh, you've got. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thanks.